Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with Sherry Kane tonight.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We're the Inside Hour group, and we're going to be sharing with you tonight some latest news that has been breaking again. We want to get to the good news. There's so much good news happening in the planet right now, and I think we really owe it to everyone, ourselves included, to share those good great things, great stories that are happening.
Are we in that frame over there, Lenny?
Yeah, we're right in that frame.
No, I'm saying in that other frame. Are we
in that one, too. No,
is our heads cut off?
No, it looks fine to me.
Okay.
Put your glasses on, Sherry. So, but at any rate, the challenges that we've been dealing with on the news front are pretty intense right now. So we're going to cover some of the bad news before we can get to the good news. And I'd like to thank our sponsors before we do anything. I'd like to thank BBSRadio.com for bringing you the Inside Hour. If you've got any friends or family that like to get enlightened, illuminated, or at least educated, just get onto BBSRadio.com. There's a host of hosts that are really intelligent and very, very at the forefront, really, of bringing you the best of the best and also the worst of the worst news. I want to also thank HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldStore.com. And, folks, let me tell you, the reality is we've been talking to you for months about HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. You can actually go now on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com website, but don't order just yet. Give us another couple days. I understand that we're just about ready to officially launch HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. And when that happens, what a wonderful celebration that's going to be. It's, in essence, a cooperative where we've been trying to do whatever we can do to advance a collaboration with you so that ultimately you can do exactly like we're doing, saving lives and prospering in all ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, because there's great products in HealthyWorldStore.com. Some of those are going to be, most of them are going to be in the affiliate program, environmental products, pet products, as well as standard health products. So go to HealthyWorldStore.com and you can see what is available right now. But it's going to be expanded into an affiliate program with five levels of payout, with you capable of earning literally more than we are. It's a 40% payout on five levels, so that's really, really good. And you don't have to do anything except refer people to not our website, but to your website. We're going to clone our website, give it to you, and you'll have every opportunity to help save lives, educate people, give them the best of the best products in the entire nutraceutical, natural healing industry. And so that'll be a great blessing. We're looking forward to that.
And there's also a great career opportunity for you as well if you're interested in taking our seminars. We have a three-level seminar, which after you complete the third level, then we have another program which you can take, which is a six-year doctorate program in energy medicine. And if you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to the HealthyWorldAffiliates.com website and you can check out what these seminars entail and basically what you're going to be learning. And if you have an interest in your city to have a seminar in your city, please contact me. The best contact address would be info@HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and I can see if I get a certain amount of interest in the in your town, then we can come to your particular town and put on the seminar. And if you're interested in sponsoring it, that means not paying for the event, but helping us coordinate the event. There's a great opportunity for you to take the seminar, as well as a great financial opportunity that you can actually partake in if you want to be our sponsor for that. So let us know, and if you can get enough people in your town or help us promote it, contact me at info@HealthyWorldAffiliates, and we'd love to come to your town. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me also thank, besides HealthyWorldStore.com, for all the support that you folks give us through purchasing books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, the best healthcare products, OxySilver. Go to OxySilver.net and you can get right engaged immediately with the affiliate program. We've been gathering names and gathering sponsors and supporters and affiliates for the last couple years on HealthyWorldStore.com through the OxySilver.net our website and the organization is growing beautifully. Those people will be grandfathered in, so to speak, into the new affiliate program, God willing, this next week, that we'll have that online.
And it's a great opportunity because before you were only able to get credits on selling the OxySilver, and now there's 8 amazing products that you can actually promote and take and get commissions on. It's a great, great opportunity, and I'm really, really excited about it.
And it really is exciting because you can take these products and the information about these products. It's really a celebration, an educational celebration that you can even share with physicians. Because they're now physicians are really challenged by the system. You know, half of the physicians have woken up to the fact that the vaccinations are deadly. And so half of the physicians refused to give H1N1 during this past flu fright. And so there's a lot of physicians more than ever. The number one, quote, profit center in a doctor's office today is their developing own dispensary so that they're now in competition with the Lloyd Blankfeins and the Stephen Birds from the Safeway and the CVS and the Walgreens supermarkets that are opening up vaccination clinics and getting people to get their prescriptions filled there. Well, the doctors are finally realizing that they're being taken out with this thing called socialized medicine or healthcare reform. And so doctors are now opening up these, you know, specialty centers within their own dispensaries and their own practices. And what we're offering is an online dispensary. It makes it so simple, so easy. All of it's automatically administered. All you do is you tell the doc, here, check these information, check these wonderful products, the information. And if you want to connect us with a consultation visit to educate your doctors about what it is that we're doing in the world, what a wonderful blessing. This evening, I spoke to a Dan doctor. A Dan doctor is a doctor that specializes in autistic spectrum disorders and the poor children who have been intoxicated by vaccination, especially with mercury contamination. So the Dan doctors utilize a holistic protocol. They not necessarily evade all pharmaceuticals, but they try to do everything naturally, and really they should be credited for that. They've got a light switch turned on in their own brain so that they're not like a mind control slave robot, right? So at any rate, there's all sorts of opportunities out there, especially in this challenging economy, for you to make a lot of money and save a lot of lives and educate a lot of people and help the doctors wake up to what is going down insofar as the poisoning of not just we the people, but all of biology. Everything in the environment is being polluted by the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the industrials that we've been exposing. So let me see, who else did I miss in terms of thankfulness? Tetrahedron.org, our publishing company, we're just now producing this Penn and Teller bullshit thing that we talked about the last couple of weeks. We've been very excited. And Sherry, maybe why don't you tell folks what we've been doing with the press releases and everything with regard to Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller.
Well, if you heard our show last week, basically what we did was we set up the show Showtime Penn and Teller bullshit producers and crew for a sting when they came to exploit Dr. Horowitz and his products, and they wanted to interview both of us separately. We have all of this on tape. We have all the pre-interview stuff on tape. Their telephone calls are all on tape. That's not on the video that you can see in the trailer. That's going to be coming up for the huge documentary.
But they don't even know about the trailer because we just released it.
Yeah, the trailer actually, you can go to Dr. Len Horowitz's channel. It's the latest video release we just sent out. You can also go to pharmawhores.com. That's www.pharmawhores.com. And I have it also on my website, sherrycain.com. And you can check out sherrycain.com. You can check out pharmawhores.com.
Did you put it on Murdoch's site?
Yes, and I posted our video on Fox. We also have these T-shirts that we're wearing on that video, which said Redstone Murdoch Whores on them, Penn and Teller, Las Vegas. We had them autographed by Penn and Teller before, of course, we had written the letters on there, and they look perfect. And there we are, smiling and posing.
You got to see
this on their Fox network, right on their network, Good Day LA
website.
Yeah,
it's absolutely hysterical.
It's great. It's like right in their face. So
yeah,
we'll have to do more of that.
So pharmawhores.com is one place that you can view it right now. It's online on YouTube, and they've been suppressing YouTube. By the way, Google YouTube is one partnership, and they're controlled by, it's Murdoch, it's another News Corp type of organization. Time Warner, right?
Yeah.
So basically, you know, we're banging Murdoch on his own technology, and, you know, check it out. It's really, really funny, and send it out. Forward it to all your friends and family. Give them not just a good laugh, but give them an education at the same time.
Yeah, and Google AOL is also partners with Murdoch as well, and they're changing our numbers every minute. The counter that where you see the viewers, they go down, they keep going down. So now we had a great method of tracking it is that whenever anybody posts, we say, post the number of views as you're posting it that you see on the screen. So it's really hard for them now to bring that down, I think. And what
yeah,
they
it's
do
hard,
is
it makes it harder. They can do anything they want,
right.
And they can claim anything they want.
But they put a little bit of a pause. What they do is you might view it like 10 times and it still may be stuck at the same counter number. That's what they do. They have little methods. I mean, these people are pretty clever and they have the money and power to do anything possible. I mean, if we believe in what they say about heart, that's just like something out of a science fiction movie. So
yes, it is.
And I wanted to also talk about this email that I got from Mel Fabricius, who's from the Veritas show, who we were on his show.
Right.
He sent us a really nice letter today.
We've gotten so many wonderful letters in the last couple of weeks from the amazing work that we're doing, exposing the global industrialists, you know, really the, we call them the pharma media, the leaders of both the pharmaceutical cartel as well as the mainstream media, pharma media directors. And man, oh man, wait till you see the full measure of pharma whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, a documentary that, God willing, it'll be out the middle of March. We're looking at the Ides of March around the 15th of the month to release pharma whores. So I think you'll look forward to seeing that.
Really, really. It's going to be amazing, amazing. But as I was going into this great letter that we received, it's about a man that questioned whether when he got vaccinated, he questioned Mel on the consequences of the vaccination that he received. And basically Mel gave it back to him and said, look, you know, listen to this episode where Sherry Cain and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I mean, they'll give it to you right up. And you can actually see that episode on my website, sherrycain.com.
Which one is that one?
The Mel Fabricius one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Where we just did it and it was just like he was able to, like, put it together and it looked, we were on separate interviews, but he sort of put us together
nice.
In it.
That's
and it was
great.
Just amazing, amazing. If you haven't seen that episode, it was a radio episode. And that was a really nice letter that he sent. And then we also have, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be writing a new press release in the next couple, well, hopefully by tomorrow.
And if you haven't gotten on our email list, that is the newsletter gets sent out from healthyworldstore.com. So go to healthyworldstore.com and you can click on the registration and join us as a free recipient, free member of our organization, and you'll be receiving all the press releases and the articles that Sherry and I put out.
We have many of them too, and we're cranking them out.
Yeah, and there's a whole newsletter section. There's the newsletter archives. If you scroll down to the bottom of the home page of healthyworldstore.com and click on newsletter archive, you'll be able to read years of wonderful research and publications and press releases and articles that deal with everything that we deal with, all the sorts of news, from the bad news, that is the genocide, the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartels' efforts to depopulate the planet now using primarily vaccinations as the principal genocidal weapon. And a lot of the news that we have to talk about tonight deals with the advancing of the vaccination agenda. But the best news also deals with what I'm wearing, the 528 hertz frequency of love, that little vibration in the center of your heart when you're in love, the warm, fuzzy feeling we now know is a frequency. It's a resonant energy of 528 hertz frequency. And so musicians are retuning their instruments worldwide. We're experiencing and receiving thanks for miraculous healings all over the place because people are literally vibing to the heart of the Creator, which literally wants to uplift and sustain everything through this literally divine intelligence, this intelligent design. that has at the center of it, that is, there's a musical mathematical matrix at the center of which is love, that is 528 hertz frequency. So that's in the book called Love, the real Da Vinci Code, not the fake book by Brown, and not the fake movie. There was no code in the Da Vinci Code movie or in the book by Dan Brown. So you've got to realize there is a code, there is a Da Vinci Code, and what made Da Vinci such a genius is he literally tuned into the Creator's love. Divine human communion is available for we the people. The masses have the opportunity right now simply to tune into this greatest of all news, that is the truth that shall set us free, the greatest secreted truth of all the ages, has the capacity to emancipate humanity completely, restoring everything that's missing or broken. There should be nothing missing or broken in the Creator's kingdom. Bringing kingdom of heaven to earth is what the mission is. And that's what Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, is all about. If you haven't read that book yet, or you want to get the pair, the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and the Love Code DVD documentary. That was the first documentary I produced a few years ago when the book first came out. Get the two and do the exercises after every chapter, and then you'll be literally following the footsteps of what Da Vinci did, exercising the mathematics of creationism. Wonderful material.
You are absolutely brilliant, Dr. Horowitz. Seriously. I mean, I've gotten to know him.
Sherry, it takes one to know one.
Thank you. And I mean, I've gotten to know you, you know, pretty well over the last few months. And I think that, you know, it's, you know, the mystique is still there. You are, I mean, as brilliant as people can assume that you are without even knowing you. So you are.
Well, thank you. Gee whiz. I paid her a lot of money for that.
Well, let's talk about, I hate to even go back into the bad news now because you...
I know, but listen, you know, there's a lot of people who have not woken up to the bad news. The fact is that they're still getting vaccinated. They're still running to the physicians or their medicine cabinet and popping magic pills that allegedly cure every ill when, in fact, what they're doing is sickening and enslaving people to drugs.
Well, let's talk about the RAND Corporation and what
sure.
they're doing. They actually started in Denver. In the Denver school system, they have a 5-in-1 injection for elementary school children. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is the news came across, I guess, towards the end of the week last week, is this concept that the RAND Corporation, which is a think tank for the Central Intelligence Agency and also for the British royalty that are operating through their councils, particularly MI6, British Secret Service, which MI6, folks, third note, original musical scale, do, re, mi, mirigastorum in Latin, miracles in English, miracle 6, that's the 528 hertz frequency. That's 528. 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6, that's MI6, miracle 6. And this whole concept that the RAND Corporation was hired by the Anglo-American drug makers in the name of Sanofi Pasteur, actually hired, allegedly, but there's a cartel. The drug industry is run by a cartel. We exposed them several weeks ago. The Partnership for New York City is the heart of the beast. And go to PFNYC, PartnershipForNewYorkCity.org, and you can read all about it, and you can see the heart and soul of the pharma media. The directors of the drug companies are also the directors of the mainstream media. Go into our early works and Sherry's magnificent articles in that newsletter archive that I talked about a couple of minutes ago, and you'll see this. Sanofi Pasteur allegedly hired the RAND Corporation, which is a think tank, for the globalists, for the global industrialists. They basically have been from the inception of the organization. It's an intelligence gathering and an advisory organization that basically consults with governments and the Centers for Disease Control in this particular case, this agency that directs healthcare in America. They went into Denver with well over $1 million grant to give the Denver Public Health Department their access to the school system in Denver, creating the school to be an extension of the health department, and now the school is actually being used as an administrative facility for a not one, not two, not three, not four, but five injections.
And wait, let's tell them what they are. Diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough,
yeah.
Hepatitis B, poliovirus. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so it's polio, tetanus, hepatitis B, which
diphtheria.
Is, by the way, hepatitis B is what they give to the 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems are not even mature. And if you have any thought that vaccinations are good, all you have to do is study hepatitis B and who it's being given to and the vaccine, and you realize that this is a sexually transmitted disease. Far and away, 96% of the people who get hepatitis B get it from sexual promiscuity. And the other 4%, about 3 of those 4%, are IV drug users, people who stick themselves with contaminated needles. And the other small percentage is healthcare professionals who stick themselves with needles or get contaminated with blood.
And what people need to really understand, and I'm sure, I'm hoping that everybody does, I talked to a few people this week that didn't even really know this, is that you're being injected with the actual diseases and viruses themselves. That's how they think you're going to get immune to them, by injecting you with them. So really, do you really want to stick hepatitis B into your baby? I mean, that's really the real main point is,
yeah,
what are you
and
doing?
The authorities are claiming, well, it's not really a live virus. It's a laboratory creation. But that's not the case with H1N1, which is another one of the vaccines that they're injecting. Think of this, folks. The H1N1 is made of live, active, laboratory recombinant, laboratory-created viruses. And when you inject that into your children's arms, it goes into their bloodstream, and because it's a laboratory recombinant made of Asian avian flu, Mexican swine flu, 1918 Spanish flu, dug up in 1997, and then your seasonal flu variant, you've got at least 4 different strains of live, active virus that easily recombines with other viral genetic material, whether it's a live natural virus or whether it's a man-made laboratory-created virus vaccine, such as with the hepatitis B vaccine. At the simultaneous injection, those viruses recombine. And the live active ones have a capacity to mutate, creating the most horrific types of germs, hideous viruses. And as Dr. Harold Buttram wrote in the current issue of Medical Veritas Journal, you can go online right now for just one more week. You can get it for free online. After this week, it's going to be going up to $35 per the issue, the winter issue of Medical Veritas. That you can go to medicalveritas.org and you could read what we wrote in the Pharma Media issue. You could read Dr. Harold Buttram's wonderful work on how when these viruses with new genetic material are injected into humanity's bloodstream, the risk of genetic mutation affecting generations to come, literally altering the entire human genome forever. That is the great and grave risk from this vaccination agenda. Now think of the deception that the physicians are under to be administering, the public health nurses, the nurses, and when you view the video about the Denver program, the woman who is giving the presentation for the public, she looks comatose. She literally looks like a corpse herself. She is the farthest thing from health and vitality you've ever seen. Yet she is the spokeswoman for this hideously genocidal vaccination agenda. So again, RAND Corporation has a long history. You can go into the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare that I put out in 1998. Read all about RAND. They're no good, folks. So wake up to this issue. They're coming for your children.
Do you hear some background noise somewhere?
Yeah, I do. I don't know where that's coming from.
It sounds like it's coming from that room over there.
I'll check on it. You can carry on.
Yes. And also, we're talking about these 5-in-1 vaccinations. They're recommending that when an infant is 2 months old, 4 months old, 6 months old, and 18 months old. So they're really trying to give your these vaccinations to little children, which is really, really scary. I mean, infants. It's very, very scary. So I listen to Dr. Horowitz, read our articles, and don't. I would not recommend getting your children vaccinated. I would recommend doing natural alternatives, and we have a natural immunity. I don't have any children, but Dr. Horowitz has 3 children, and he hasn't gotten any of his children vaccinated. So, and they're so healthy. So I would definitely not recommend getting children vaccinated. I think it's I've heard so many horrible stories, and in case you're not aware of it, Dr. Horowitz's mom died from Guillain-Barré from the 1970s swine flu vaccination. So I want you to just please acknowledge what we're saying, and any of you that are kind of on the fence whether to get vaccinated or not, we recommend you don't, and especially don't vaccinate your children, because there's so many horrible side effects and other side effects that don't even occur right away, like cancers, and then you have the autism, which comes sometimes not when the child is 3-4, you don't even know it right away. So
a lot of parents do. I mean, because of the mercury toxicity, in many, many cases, not necessarily all, like Sherry's saying, it could be years before you find out that a vaccination caused a major problem. Autism is one of those problems, and about 86 to 89 autoimmune diseases are another problem that vaccinations are associated with, and they take months, and like cancers, many of them take years before they develop. The genetic manipulation of the population, and then the chemical, petrochemical and heavy metal toxicity that you're injected with aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, all the formaldehyde, which you preserve dead corpses with, folks. Think about that. You know, all of these
every
toxins,
possible poison they could put in there, they do.
Hideous.
I mean, they don't leave any unturned. I mean, they make sure they get every single poison they can get their hands on.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, rat poison, I'm sure, is another.
Well, that's fluoride, don't you know?
Yeah, I mean, so
fluoride. Hey, you guys drinking fluoridated drinking water? What a wonderful way to reduce your mental capacity. Basically,
right.
That is coming source of rat poison.
And that may be why some people don't hear the messages. I mean, even if you tell them.
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Part of being blocked.
That's, a lot of people for years have been saying that that's what Hitler used fluoride for. Fluoridated drinking water was to basically dumb people down, to cause, enough of dementia and a distraction. Very subtly, but you become docile and poisoned neurologically from the fluoride intoxication.
It's creating the killing fields. That's what these dictators like to do, create the killing field. It's not just them, it's all the people behind the dictators as well.
Yeah, and think about aluminum. What is aluminum but heavy metal also, which is involved in Alzheimer's disease? So, you've got metal toxicity of your brain, and I can tell you, there's bringing it to the good news. You see, the main way that we are going to evolve out of this insanity, this hypocrisy and lunacy and gross population manipulation for population reduction, is that enough of us are waking up to the 528, to the frequencies of resonance that are the essence of our spirituality. We need a miracle. Most people agree we absolutely need a God-given, divinely appointed destiny to be fulfilled. And we are moving into that direction, and we are evolving spiritually. Many of us are waking up. I mean, we had, as I mentioned, just as we started the program, just off the air, we had, my daughter had her cast party here the other night. We had about 75, 80 eighth graders. And I mean, they acted like fourth graders. No, they were good kids, and they had a great time.
But they were teenagers, and they were playing the teenage pop music, and they were blasting it, and they were on the microphone, and they were dancing, and they were like, I don't know, I heard a few of them were even on Facebook. I'm thinking,
yeah.
Wow, what is going on with socializing anymore? Everybody wants to do it online. It's is that oh, I'm really shy, let me just talk to my friends online. Well, they're right here in front of you. You're going to go on Facebook and converse with them? It's kind of a strange thing. But
anyway, the children were engaged in music, and the concept of the music being the source of our spiritual exponential acceleration of this literally a divine anointing and understanding and divine human communion that's available for the masses if we simply wake up. And so, you know, the less you can intoxicate your children, the more you can educate your children and protect your children from not just the chemicals and the heavy metals from foods and water, polluted water, all sorts of public health manipulations that are intoxications, but also this whole concept of making music, playing the music of not the night. We're not engaged in the music of the night. We're engaged in the music of the light. This is a play that we did off of several,
about
a year ago, Phantom of the Opera, you know, transforming the music of the night into the music of the light through the understanding of the frequencies that have been suppressed. And when you consider, Sherry mentioned it briefly, about the project called Shakey, S-H-A-K-E-Y. Shakey was Project Harp, or S-H-A-K-Y, I think it was. I wrote about that in the book Death in the Air. And
what year was that written?
Death in the Air came out 3 months before September 11th, 2001. And it's a very important book. If there's one book that I would recommend if you wanted to wake up to what is really going down, or share a book with your friends and family, and or a DVD, the presentation that I did on the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, is a complete eye-opener. And then, you know, Nick Begich, who's a good brother of ours, he's a medical doctor from Alaska, his father was a senator, and Nick, I understand, is engaging himself in politics. He had advanced the book called Harp. It was Angels Don't Play This Harp by Jeannie Manning, was a co-author with Nick Begich. And we covered that information in Death in the Air. We then disclosed this whole program called Shakey. And if you look at what's happened in Haiti, the concept that suddenly this island would be struck so horribly with this alleged natural earthquake and disaster, well, there's a far greater likelihood that that was genocidal, as is right now the effort by the American Red Cross
to inject those people with vaccination. The people that are left alive, now they want to inject them.
Right. And so in the news, you've been reading probably that Bill Gates has donated just about $1 billion to research more vaccinations and administering more vaccinations. And I can tell you where Bill Gates initially got into that. You might recall that his organization, the Microsoft organization, was being attacked for antitrust, as an antitrust. And the federal attorneys were really giving him a real hard time. And that litigation was ongoing until, I mean, that was for a couple years, it was very, very intense. And it looked like they were going to decartelize, break up Microsoft into smaller organizations and corporations. Well, it didn't happen. What happened was that Bill Gates made a deal behind closed doors to donate $200 million to the vaccination agenda. That was the first time Bill Gates Foundation came out with vaccination support, and they funded a tremendous amount. And this whole propaganda that followed the Gates contribution to vaccinations was what suddenly, within a couple of weeks, the entire case that had been going for years dropped. They settled, and that was basically a closed-door settlement. Now, ever since, Bill Gates has been doing fine with his companies, but also donating an extraordinary amount to the global genocide called vaccination. And that's what's going on right now in Haiti. So whatever you do, do not send your money to the American Red Cross. Do not give it to anybody or anything, any organization that's involved with vaccinations over there. Sherry, you also had a very, very interesting thing to say about what the child abuse issues that are ongoing in Haiti. And interestingly enough, that in the news recently, there was a minister from Idaho,
a missionary
from Idaho. Share a little bit about that with folks too, because that's news.
Well, I actually was working with some missionaries and living among missionaries. This was a few years back, and I know there was a young man that lived among the missionaries whose parents went to Haiti one day. They were walking down the street, and they just happened to look into one of the pothole sewages. And they looked down and they saw babies in there, dead babies. And so they were really, really like freaked out. They thought, like, wow, what is going on here? And they researched it. Well, the government and the voodoo religion are heavily tied as one, which kind of goes in with what we're talking about, these genocidalists, we believe, like the Illuminati, they're all engaging in black magic and the dark arts, right? So voodoo is under the same category.
Drinking blood, right? Like, you know.
So they found out that part of the voodoo initiation was that they needed to have grown men, needed to have sex with newborn infant girls in order to, they believe that that's how they would go into heaven, or that would be the ultimate sacrifice for them to do. And then after they're done, of course, the baby dies, they throw it away, throw it in the sewer. And so there's no way that anybody can intervene while this young man's parents went over, they bought an orphanage over there, and they started to take in all the little girls, and little boys are used for slaves, and they took as many little children as they could into this house, and on their front lawn they had the Haitian military just on their lawn with machine guns. And people would say, well, aren't you scared that you live in such a hostile territory? And I said, no, we have faith in God. So that's one testimony to God that I just really appreciate. That's kind of brought me closer to God, is knowing people like that. But then we heard recently about this missionary who was actually taking children over the border to the Dominican Republic, because after the earthquake, a lot of the parents said, we can't take care of you. They just threw them out on the street. They were homeless. So, of course, you know, what can happen to those children is trafficking and they're not newborn children, but they can also be used as sacrifices as well, as slaves and sold. And so she started to take them and bring them over to the Dominican Republic. Well, then they arrested her.
She's been arrested.
Yeah.
And she's incarcerated right now. And basically she needs our prayers. So please, everyone, if you'd be kind enough to say a prayer for the poor woman. And she has some colleagues down there from Idaho that help with these, trying to free, liberate these poor children that very likely
abused. Well, human trafficking is like a huge, huge epidemic in the whole world. People don't realize that. I met another missionary in Greece who was finding girls that were taken and sold into slavery. And so she would go and she would try and locate the girls and try and help them. But, I mean, it's just crazy what goes on in the world. Like, a lot of us don't realize. I mean, we're living in a place where it's not happening to us, so we feel like it has nothing to do with us, it doesn't affect us. But I know that, like, I have a purpose in life. I know that my purpose is definitely to try and create awareness and to help as many people as I can. I know, Dr. Horowitz, you feel the same way.
Absolutely.
And the biggest thing that we can do is try to get a voice, and our voices are suppressed by the mainstream media, which is why we put out
videos.
We're
working.
We're trying to, like, you know, bombard them and, you know, step on them, and we need an army. So we ask all of you, every one of you, to just what we're doing right now, if you can help. You ask how you can help. Well, you can just get our message out there, our videos out there. Things that we put out there is definitely to create awareness, and that's the way that you can help.
No, there's basically, it's the truth that shall set you free. It's nothing more is going to create that freedom. And the greatest truths, as I mentioned before, they have the capacity to emancipate us completely because they're so powerful. Literally, you know, if you ever think about how can you walk through the valley of the shadow of death fearing nothing, fearing no evil? That's what we're talking about. That technology is only one thing. To be able to stay tuned into faith, you've got to have a full heartfelt loving intention to stay tuned into that power and glory that is forever. That is the kingdom of heaven. that is right here, right now. The physicists call it parallel universes or different parts of the energy matrix that basically are all around us. We exist in a quantum realm. We are digital. That's mathematical. Bio-holographic. Biology and holography. Your digital bio-holographic precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations coming through water. And that's what's uplifting us. So the question, how can you stay focused in faith versus step out of love and faith into fear, is you got to stay tuned to your clear channel broadcast from the heavenly throne, and that is literally turned on by faith. It is expressed and actualized. That is the miracle of God working through you, is actualized by prayer with heartfelt loving intention to create beauty and harmony and health and happiness and prosperity in all ways. It is more than just a mindset, folks. It is a heart set. It is a calling. It is a divine anointing and spiritual evolution that is exponentially accelerating, because that's the math. Everything is spiraling and spinning from your DNA to the galaxies. It's all spiraling and spinning because we now know it's made of the perfect circle of sound. The universe is composed of only 9 core creative frequencies. They are 396, 417, 528. That's the third note. Do, re, mi, mira, gestorum in Latin, miracles. Miracle note, miracle 6, miracle 528, hertz, resolves to 6. And so the numbers in the perfect circle of sound, beginning with those 3, ending in 285, goes back to 396. Those 9 numbers create the matrix in which you exist. Out of this water, this hydrosonic space, you are manifested. This is the divine technology being administered to we the people now, because the Creator loves us. And for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see the truth, salvation, physical and spiritual evolution and spiritual salvation is readily available to everyone.
And we definitely need your help, because we see trouble coming down the pike with the way they're trying to suppress the natural health remedies more than
man.
Ever.
That's another bad
news. Just came out of Canada on Sunday, where the National Association of Pharmacy Regulatory Authorities, which is NAPRA, is actually teaming up with the CDC, and they're saying that all of these natural remedies need to be approved first. They're considered them a drug, no matter what. And so you know how that goes. If it's going to cure people of a disease, well, of course they don't want to prove that. They want to keep it prolonged as much as possible so they can keep on selling you their chemos and their drugs. And so it's not looking good. So we need to really, really come together on this, because natural remedies are the only solution to our health.
Yeah, and that demonic soul, John McCain. You know, I'm no fan of Barack Obama, but neither was I a fan of McCain. He has now advanced legislation on Capitol Hill to likewise outlaw the availability that we would have to all of God's bounty. The botanicals, the herbs, the homeopathics, the essential oils, everything that's vibrating and resonating with the love of the Creator for the restoration of we the people, naturally, without toxicity, unlike the pharmaceuticals. Well, McCain now is pushing this legislation forward. So get online and check out what you can do in terms of contacting your legislators and give support to the organizations that are trying to stop this demonic abuse of we the people and a basic violation of our constitutional rights to health, happiness, to life, and freedoms, such as our religious freedoms to believe as we so choose and to have access to the natural healing remedies and methods that we know in our hearts, as well as in the science, in the suppressed science included, is very, very important. And Without your activism, we stand a great risk.
Yeah, and their whole objection to do this is that they want to, and this is an agenda that they have, they want to keep you drugged up. They want to keep you dependent on their drugs. They want everybody to be drugged up so they can control us. So we're just asking you, if you're not familiar with natural remedies, or you know people that are not familiar with natural remedies, please educate them on this. Please listen to what Dr. Horwitz and myself are talking about. Please visit fluscam.com.
That's another good website,
You can read up a lot and get a lot of information.
Fluscam.com. Also, with Dr. Wakefield in the last week, we put out some support for Dr. Wakefield and the pharma media that has been attacking Dr. Wakefield. Latest posting on fluscam.com is Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy came out with a very, very powerful, the most powerful indictment I've seen. And, you know, I changed my view of them because they were always talking about greening vaccines. Well, how do you green plutonium, folks? You just don't do it. You do not green the number one genocidal weapon that history of civilization has seen.
Well,
vaccination.
I guess they're trying to say without all of the mercury and stuff, but
still, you know what? The best green vaccine is OxySilver. Get OxySilver. Go to OxySilver.net. Get yourself an affiliate right away. Affiliate chips are free. Get on there, save some lives. That's the alternative to vaccinations. And no, at all, the deadly toxic antibiotics, throw those out as well. You don't need them if you've got OxySilver. And just the way OxySilver works, if you educate people about that, that facilitates this whole transformation of consciousness and this spiritual evolution. Because we've got to wake up to the great truth that literally we're healed and uplifted primarily by water. 80% of your body, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, is part of the triune God. In the beginning, there was the Creator and the water. Even before the Holy Spirit's mentioned in the Bible, there was the water. That's what your body's made of, 80% approximately. So there's miracles that can take place through hydrosonic science. We're learning more than ever before about really where the future of medicine has got to go to maintain any semblance of sanity, to get us out of this hypocrisy and this slavery. We have got to go into the natural and the full measure of understanding that the number one technology that nature thrives off of are these resonant frequencies, the core creative frequencies that I just mentioned a couple minutes ago. What else has been in the news? There's a lot of news.
Yeah, it's tons and tons of news.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned about the Canadian issues. How about New York State? That's another one. I understand today, I haven't kept up with what happened today, but there was supposed to be a vote being taken in New York State to allow for schools to mandate vaccinations and to administer vaccinations without parental consent. I've been saying that for years. The ministry, our ministry, the Royal Bloodline of David, was the first ministry to take on the federal government of the United States on this issue of mandatory tuberculosis skin testing, because we saw that one step beyond TB skin testing, because if everything is involved, it goes in injection into the skin, through the skin, into the blood, into systemic circulation, and then the cellular and humoral response to the toxins that are injected, that's just like a vaccination. And we saw that in the state of Hawaii, which is why we've been so active continuously in the state of Hawaii. But that's where now today they voted. And I don't know what happened. I pray that the vote was rejected and that we've got some heroes left in the New York State legislature. And maybe they'll vote, you know, Hillary out one of these days soon, too.
I think that her and Obama are a package deal at this
point. Man, oh, man.
And I heard she's not too happy about it. But then how could they not be?
What's the news on that front? I haven't seen that one. What's the story?
Well, and it's hard to believe anything that comes out of the mainstream media anyway, because they work for the same people. But I guess she's still upset about him becoming. She said if he runs a second term, she doesn't want to be his Secretary of State. I guess she's going to try and run for the second term because he lost a lot of popularity. So I don't know what people are going to pick this time, because the Republicans, they really, I mean, look at what happened with Bush, now the Democrats. So really now they're not left with much of a choice, are they? I guess they're going to have to go with Nader now, huh?
That's unlikely, highly unlikely. And Ron Paul, unfortunately, is kind of like also, he's not going to make it. You know, I don't know. I just pray that Creator comes in. I want God as president.
I think you should run for president.
Oh, yeah?
I think you should change the face of this planet.
Well, you're going to have to make a lot of money, Jerry. You're going to make a ton of money to support my political
campaign.
Career. Yeah, my campaign.
Well, you know, that's a great marketing thing anyway, if you want to do it. If we promote you as running for president, then we create a louder voice for ourselves, and then we can really fight against these people on a larger scale. I mean, there's no bigger way to really to create a marketing campaign than to create a big presidential campaign.
Well, you know what?
Isn't that the biggest what you can do?
I'll be happy, not as president of the United States, I'll be happy if we get several films produced that expose the beast, including the Murdochs and the Red Stones.
Well, we saw a good film. We saw a good film, actually, by Mel Gibson, didn't we?
Yeah, that was an interesting film this week. Shifting.
Edge of Darkness.
Actually, it's not even shifting so much off of what we're talking about. Yeah, The Edge of Darkness by Gibson. And, you know, Gibson has been talking about, he engages the issues that we talk about.
Well, he lost his career because of
the
incident with the
anti-Semitism,
right,
this concept. And, this issue of, again, this concept of there being a Jew world order that we've talked about on this program. And if you go online, you'll see how many more and more people all the time are grasping the fact that what we've been sharing about is that there are many Jews, those that call themselves Jews who are not. These are spiritually deprived people, literally satanic forces that are alleged to be Jews, who are engaged in this quote-unquote Zionistic type of theology, which is really not. It's Satanism. And the reality is that the true Mosaic law, the true love of what Jesus, as a Jewish scholar and rabbi, and even far more than that, the son of the Creator. We Christian Jews know that the Messiah was that, and that whole concept of his wisdom saying, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. And that's what we're dealing with here. You're also dealing with the royalty of Europe. We exposed, for example, the royalty. Queen Elizabeth has invested heavily in General Electric, which is partners with NBC and NBC Com. I think it's NBC. It's not Comcast, is it? It's ABC.
NBC
Viacom.
It's
CBS Viacom and it's NBC Comcast, right?
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's NBC General Electric Comcast, and heavily invested is the royalty. And if you think about it, just think about it for a second. These folks, the royalty of Europe, are supposed to be Protestants, right? You know about Catholicism, you know about the Romans, Roman Catholics, and going back to Constantine, how he created the Roman Catholic Church. And then there was the Protestant movement. And then the royalty of Europe became Protestant. Well, you know what? Doesn't make too much sense. They've got to have the tribe of Judah in their blood. They've got to be from the house of Windsor. Jesus was also Davidian. Jesus was of the kings, the kingly tribe. So we're really looking at the royalty of Europe have got to be Jews in the blood.
But they
won't admit that.
As a matter of fact, they're anti-Semitic, which is really...
Well, but that's self-loathing, right?
I don't think they're aware. I think that in some ways they're really not aware of it.
They're aware of that. You can't say that they wouldn't be. They're aware of the secret societies. They run the planet.
Yeah, but they just, there's some, like the Queen of, have you ever seen the Queen of England? Have you ever listened to her?
No, but I know that the Pope wears a yarmulke.
I mean, it's hard to believe that she seems pretty clueless to me. She's just there.
Well, maybe
like
she's
a puppet,
drugged down.
You know?
But supposedly the royalty are using homeopathics. They don't use... they don't use drugs and pharmaceuticals or allopathic medicine. They reject. So they go to homeopathic medicine. you know, it's an act, is what you're really witnessing. And the British people have been really furious with the Queen and the royalty, and they've been having some hard times over there maintaining control. The money, however, was invested in corporations, such as General Electric, the world's most powerful, wealthiest company. And they run NBC Comcast. And so you've got those group, that group. You've got the fellow by the name of Lloyd Blankfein that Sherry has talked about on previous shows and done a great job exposing on those newsletters. He runs ABC Disney. And then you've got Sumner Rothstein Redstone. Sumner Merry Rothstein Redstone.
Yes.
Who is the ABC, I'm sorry, he is the CBS
Showtime
director and the Viacom, CBS Viacom organization. So there's your mainstream media. Of course, you've got Rupert Murdoch runs Fox and Time Warner, and that completes basically the four powers overseeing the mainstream media in the public's mind.
And also with all of their hands in the pharmaceutical cartel, which is really what the mainstream in the pharmaceutical cartel, the pharma media.
Yeah. So listen, I want you to stay tuned right now. We've got to leave, but we're at the end of the hour. Stay tuned to BBS Radio for Don Nikoloff and Evident Footprints, and join us again next week when we bring you another episode of The Inside Hour with the best of the best and the worst of the worst news on the planet. Check out healthyworldstore.com and have a fantastic week, folks. We love you.
Bless you all. Good night.
Good night.